Now, another item which we've been discussing on the programme this week is to do with, I suppose, dogs, and it's developed into broader discussions about animal welfare and all of that. And Geraldine Haskins is on the line. Good afternoon, Geraldine.
Hello, Damien.
How are you doing? You're out there in Cundalkin and you work Animal Ark. What's Animal Ark?
Yeah, it's Animal Ark. We're an information centre for all different animal rescues, and we're based in Cundalkin. We also, you know, take care of animals, like, you know, try and rehome a few animals, cats and dogs and things. And we try to get involved in as much animal welfare as we can. We're not only for cats and dogs, we're for all different, like horses and all different sorts of animals.
And animal cruelty, I've just been reading through your email or your details here. It is quite startling, the levels of depravity.
It is absolutely frightening.
The levels of depravity. I mean, you've listed a lot of issues here that you've come across in the Ballyfermot and Talla area, you're saying, and out there in Cundalkin. Do you want to give us a couple of examples? And if there's people listening that don't like hearing stories in relation to dogs and cats being mistreated,
not listen.
Yeah. Okay. But do tell us what is happening.
Well, I'll tell you now, as far as we know, the calls that we get into our shop here. I'll just start off with one thing. Before Christmas, we have an elderly lady who comes in to us. She's in her 80s, and she has three dogs, and one of them is a King Charles dog. And she brought the dog up to the park, up to Mile Park for a walk, two of our dogs. Now, the King Charles will not go to the toilet unless he's let off the lead. So the lady let the dog off the lead for a few minutes, and these three guys came in. They had three Lorcher dogs with them, and they had a small terrier dog. When they seen the lady's dog let off her lead, they let their dogs off their lead straight away, and the dogs tore her dog to pieces.
Oh, my God.
The dog died. There was nothing could be done for it. There was two young girls happened to be up there, and they went over, and they tried to rescue the dog, but the fellas just laughed at them and told them to F off and use very bad language, and they just ran out of the park then.
What ages are these
pugs? The lady then was left devastated after it.
What age group were these Amadons?
They would have been about 17 years of age, the three lads.
You wonder.
Hello?
I'm listening to you. Just it's quite unbelievable in this day and age that you would have lads of that age. So... messed up in their brains, that they would do a thing like that, and particularly in front of an old lady watching her pet dog getting...
They have no respect whatsoever. They didn't care what happened to that lady. That lady actually had to go over and get a blanket for her dog and carry the dog down to the vet. Now, obviously, the dog was already dead, and she came in to us, and she was like, she was really in bits now. And, you know, like, when you think about it, I mean, that lady could let her dog off the lead going back many, many years ago. But because now there's so much brutality and all now with the animals here in Ireland, that lady couldn't even let that dog off the lead. I mean, it's disgraceful.
And Geraldine, this was no accident. You know, was it a case that these lads set out? This is a game that they play when they see a dog vulnerable like that, or a small dog let off the lead, that this is what they wanted to happen. Is that right?
Oh yeah, they're forcing this on the people, and they think it's a big joke. And what we've been told as well is now they're bringing the dogs up to the parks, and they're setting the dogs on. There was actually one up there in Lucan there now a good while ago, and there was another person's dog killed as well. These fellas seem to enjoy this, and they get a kick out of this happening to a dog. Now, the other issue as well, Damien, that we have is that this is the main things that have been happening in the last couple of weeks, actually a few months, in Ballyfermot, Parmastown, Clondalkin and Talla area is, and further afield, I'd say, what they're doing is, fellas, after getting these cat traps that they use to catch feral cats in, and they're leaving them down, and they're trapping any cat that they can get. And what happens is they put the cat then into a cardboard box, and they shake the cardboard box to disorientate the cat. And then they let the cat out of the box then, and then they set the dogs that they have with them on the cat. And, of course, the cat is torn to pieces, and there's no hope for the cat at all. So we had now an awful lot of reports. We had it on our Facebook page and all. We had people sending us things that they've actually seen this happening. And one girl, that her husband went out to try and interfere, like, with it, That girl's windows of her car was put in the following day.
For God's sake. How can they get away with this?
They're getting away with it. They're so cheeky. Yeah, they're so cheeky. They don't even care now. I mean, if you see their face, they're not a bit afraid for you to know who they are.
There's an awful lot of people that know them. Right. And are they afraid of them? I mean, what next? When they get sick and tired of watching dogs and cats being torn to pieces or horses or whatever, you know, what's next?
Oh, well, obviously, they're going to be doing it on humans, because they've no regard for an innocent animal that can't take care of itself. The horse situation over here in Clondalkin as well is after getting out of control completely.
Geraldine, those 17-year-olds, think about it, what they're doing now and getting away with it. You know, if they continue to get away with it, what are they going to be like in 10 or 20 years' time if they live that long?
I tell you, Damien, I hate to think of what they're going to be like, over in America, the statistics, with mass murders and this, that, and the other, have always been, that they were cruel to animals when they were small. It came from them, But you see, there's an awful lot, I think what's happening as well, Damien, is there's money to be made now in animals. And, these guys are actually videotaping this too on their phones, And they're putting it on YouTube and all. And there is money to be made out there. I mean, with all the dogs and all that are going missing, we are after having to go out and we've done posters up to warn the public about the dogs that's going missing. And it's all got to do with money. I was listening to the thing about the breeders yesterday. And they are right. You should only go to a breeder that is well known and, not buy any of the... I see all these markets and all you go around, and they're selling them in cages now. Nobody should ever buy an animal only from... Either go to a rescue. If you want to get an animal, go to a rescue and, take the dog from there. Either foster the dog out or take it, adopt it. But don't be buying animals online on these, the buy and sell and done deal and all. I definitely don't agree with.
Yeah. And they're stealing dogs to order as well, are they?
Yeah, this is what's happening now. These are the reports that we've got in. They're actually going, if they see you with a good dog, let's say a King Charles dog or a Bichon Frise or whatever, and huskies and all especially, we've been told that they're actually putting this paint mark on the back of on the front of wall of your house. So they've actually have you marked out to let them know that you have that. Now, we've got reports as well that houses have actually been broken into while the people were in them, and one man was assaulted just to take his dog. So that'll tell you how much money is involved here. And what they're doing is, they don't really care, either. They're even taking mongrel dogs, because what they're doing is they're taking the male dogs to sire the female dog, and then they're taking the bitches then to have pups. And what they're doing is, when people see a little pup, well, naturally, you're going to go straight, your heart strings are going to melt and you're going to go for puppy. And they're making an enormous amount of money on this.
And again, I seem to be, over the last couple of days, we're asking the question, the guards do their best and they do a great job around the country, as we know, and in trying to deal with crime with limited resources in the last couple of years in particular. But again, can I ask you, what is their reaction to this and what are they trying to do? Are they helpless? Or why, if everybody knows who these guys are, these freaks that, like to see dogs getting torn apart, how come they're still allowed roam free?
Well, you see, the thing about this is, there's also been a new legislation brought in now in the last couple of weeks. And, the guards today as well, they have their job to do, and the DSPCA have their job to do as well. I think it's up to, an awful lot of the public to start getting involved with this thing to do with animals. You can't just leave it up to other people to do everything. If you see anybody going around or acting suspicious, with these vans going around, it's up to the public to get involved. Now, as I said, this new legislation is after coming out, and it is going to give the guards and it is going to give the DSPCA a firmer hand with these individuals, and they're going to be able to go into places that they weren't allowed to go into before. So hopefully now that is going to change things for the best.
Yeah, but I'm just asking you, Geraldine, these guys that set their dogs on the old lady's dog, why have they not been arrested?
Well, I don't know now, because the lady did tell us that she did go to the guards and she reported it, but seemingly when the guards got down there, as were a few cases with the cats that people tried to intervene with, when they got down there, the lads were after running off, and of course, like, that lady didn't know who they were.
You mentioned horses there, the terrible problem with horses. Go into that for me.
Yeah, well, there's a big equine problem over here now with the horses in the fields. There's horses being found, like, all over the place, like, dead. There was a horse there going back about 3 weeks ago, and it was left lying in that field for about a week. Now, we did ring the DSPCA and we told them, and, like, they were saying then that, it didn't involve them. They couldn't do anything about it. The guards couldn't do anything about it either, and we phoned around an awful lot of other different places, but nobody seemed to want to get involved. The thing was, like, you know, they were saying that field was private, so they could not go into that field to do anything. Now, I mean, there was young kids going by, you know, that field, and you could see the horse in it. Now, I know that there is a group up here, an equine group in Clondalkin, and they do look after their horses very well, you know. They were trying to actually get a field up here to run a proper equine centre for the children where they could bring their horses. Because, I mean, there is girls and fellas up here who do look after the horses well, because I've been at a few of the meetings. But nobody seems to want to come and help them. They were offered a bit of land, but nobody wants to give them insurance for the land.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne Hamilton-Tarleton's on the line. Yvonne, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, we hear there Geraldine saying that dogs are being stolen from people's homes so that they can be bred and sold on. And you've an issue with this.
Well, really, I wrote in relation to yesterday's programme, but Geraldine has spoke she really has ticked all the boxes. I'm, first of all, a dog owner. We have always had dogs in our family for the last 50 years, and we have always rehomed. And my issue, really, with yesterday was that if you choose to rehome, there is a right way of doing it. You contact your veterinary surgery. They're always there to help you, even if you haven't had an animal before. You contact the SPCA. For those that choose not to rehome and perhaps want to go for a breed, then you go to the Irish Kennel Club. But there is a right way to do it. And certainly going by the internet, ads, markets, as Geraldine has very well spoken about there, is not the way to go. Now, what upset me most yesterday, really, Dundeal, and I'm not picking on them specifically, no. I know there are other sites, and they are a tremendous successful company. But they have, I didn't hear all your programme yesterday, but they are already in touch with the SPCA when valuable information comes their way. What I would like to say to them is, would you not take the leadership step of saying, you know what, we don't want our business affiliated with these type of ads.
So you're saying they should ban animal sales altogether?
Any animal, small or large animal. They're already doing, you know, to be commended for, you know, interacting with the SPCA, and I applaud them for that. But why not take that final step? Why not say, you know what, we're a successful company. We don't need this extra arm to our business. They could possibly, you know, they have a great opportunity here and lead to other sites. I believe there's Buy and Sell and numerous others. So I'd like to see them do this. And I'd like to see people use their head. Stand up, do what's right.
OK, but Dundeal will go on a moral crusade and do that, right? Because they feel they're doing the right thing and they're making lots of money and doing very well and doing a great service in selling other goods. But, you know, where do you draw the line then? I mean, someone else could come on and say, well, they shouldn't allow secondhand cars to be sold there because, you know, they might be stolen or they mightn't be. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what we're doing...
They're doing nothing wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong, but what I'm coming from is the moral standing point. We have a huge animal welfare problem in this country. Geraldine, again, has just ticked all the boxes. We have to do what is morally right. Animals have no voice. They need somebody to speak up for them, large and small. And it's widespread. It's horrific. Your listeners have just heard it this afternoon. So there has to be somebody to stand up and say enough is enough.
And Yvonne, are you surprised at what Geraldine told us there?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've had an opportunity over the years of doing a little bit of volunteering work. Not much, not as much as I would like. And let me tell you, it educated me in a way no piece of paper or no internet ad could, because I have seen what goes on behind the scenes. I've also seen the tireless work the volunteers do with little or no funding, 24/7, calls during the night, calls on bank holidays, you name it, doesn't matter. So I have seen what goes on behind the scenes, and it is truly heartbreaking, and it is widespread. It is countrywide, it is countywide.
But this idea of setting dogs on other smaller dogs for a laugh, how common is that around the country?
I don't live in an urban area myself, so I wouldn't have as much up-to-date information.
But can you believe that that's happening, Yvonne?
Yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can believe it. And what I would say is, and Geraldine would be more informed than I am myself in regards to legislation that is coming. I know Trojan work has been done over many, many years, let me tell you, banging on doors to get some form of legislation, because the guards are very supportive. I know locally that our own guard, they are very supportive and do all they can, but unless the legislation is there and the powers, they are, you know, it stops them from going further. So there is work being done, but sadly, it's not as much and it's not as quick as we would all would like, any animal lover.
Yeah, I read a case, there was a case yesterday of a man who I think was fined €1,000 in court for beating two puppy dogs who had peed on the floor in the kitchen of his house or something like that. So you just want, I mean, is the deterrent there, you know, is the law strong enough to take on these depraved thugs that steal cats and dogs and set them on fire and do all sorts of depraved acts to them?
You know, truly in my world, that is evil. That is evil with a capital E. But we have to start somewhere. And we can't stay silent. And there are hundreds of people around the country doing what they can. So it is our moral duty, be we an individual, just on a personal basis, like myself, to do what we can do, or other volunteers, Geraldine and her team, the SPCA, your vet, whoever. If we all come together and stand united and say, this is not right. And done deal and buy and sell, done deal, it was just a little piece of the programme I heard yesterday. Let them go further. Let them show leadership and maybe others will follow. It has to be done.
I know that. And just to be fair, you know, and I know you're not insinuating anything at all, but just to be fair, like done deal or other outlets that provide a platform for people to sell animals have absolutely nothing to do with these lunatics that are saying it's a different, that's
and
a different issue completely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A million miles away from it.
You're quite right. And they have been highly commendable in working with the authorities from what I understood yesterday. So it is just, in other words, it's a tool that could be taken down, you know, in this area. And it's not necessary. We have other routes. We have the refuges. We have your vet, your SPCA, your kennel club. You have great, you know, avenues to go to. If you're a true animal lover, be it big or small, to go and get yourself a lifelong friend and a lifelong pet.
Okay. All right. Listen, well said, Yvonne. Thank you very much for coming on the programme. Geraldine, thank you, and keep up the good work that you're at there with Animal Ark, based in Clondalkin Village.
1850 715 815.
And Natalia is in Wexford. Good afternoon, Natalia. You said it was really scary. What happened?
Hello. About a month ago, on the 19th of February, at 9:30 at night time, there were people outside our house. My husband was at home and my kids were asleep in bed at the time. And so my husband went outside to check out what's going on, and he discovered there was a man walking around the house. He approached him and asked him what he was doing, and the man said that he was trying to sell some tools, which obviously was a total lie. Mm-hmm. So then my husband said, you know, you should get out or I will call Garda. So in the meantime, while my husband was talking to this man, someone else opened our front door and stole our one-year-old Yorkshire Terrier.
Okay. So they were after the dog?
Yes, they absolutely were after the dog. I'm convinced that they were watching the house, because the dog was never outside. She was always inside.
Yes.
And they were after the dog. And they waited for the time when it was dark. And they turned off, they actually parked outside the house, but not by the window, but around the house. They turned off the light over the number plate. So they were ready, they were prepared, and they were after the dog. And the only way to get her was to get inside our house and to destruct the adult that was in the house.
And your children asleep upstairs, luckily enough, at the time.
Well, it's a bungalow, so they're actually on the first floor.
Yeah.
And so it's absolutely terrifying.
And have you tracked down the dog or found the dog since?
Haven't found the dog yet. I've been up and down the country for last month. I drove about 5,000 kilometres. I've been on the national papers and local papers. I was on the local radio station. I've been driving with Garda and on my own. There's the Facebook page, Find Olive, but no sign of her as yet.
And you've driven 5,000 kilometres looking for...
Yes.
What's the name of the dog? Olive?
Olive, yes.
And
yes, I've been driving everywhere I could possibly think of.
You obviously think an awful lot of this dog, Natalia.
I do, yes, because it's not just that she's our dog. She was 1 year old and she also was given to us by my dying grandmother who passed away last April. And so she means a lot to us. And my kids just keep asking every day, where is Olive? And it's just heartbroken all the way.
That's terrible. And you've set up a Facebook page, Find Olive, which people can go on to. What do you think they've done with the dog, Natalia?
Well, I don't know what sort of minds these people have. Whether they're stealing the dogs for breeding or selling. I don't know. I've been checking all the sites for where you can buy dogs, but no sign of her anywhere. And
you've checked all websites and possible places that
yes.
she would be put up for sale. Maybe she's been held for breeding, or you don't know.
I don't know what they do with the dogs, but it's so scary the way it's happening so often and so many times. Mm. There were dogs stolen from lots of areas in Ireland.
Yeah,
and I've been in contact with many people since whose dogs were stolen the same way.
Well, describe if you want to, whether it makes a difference at this stage or not, but you never know. Describe Olive to us in case people are...
Olive is a miniature Yorkshire Terrier. She's very tiny. She's about 2 kilograms. At the time of when she was stolen, she had a lion haircut, which means that she had a shaved body and the head was hairy and her legs were hairy.
What colour?
She's a dark back, nearly black back and kind of beige head.
Right, okay.
And she has a docked tail, which means it's a cut tail,
yes.
Very short tail. And she has an undershot lower jaw. And also she has 9 nipples, which is really rare because normally dogs will have 8 or 10 nipples. She has 9. So whoever picks up a dog thinking that it's Olive, and you just can count the nipples, and if 9 nipples, it's her. And she's microchipped as well.
Okay.
But she didn't come in contact with any SPCA people or anyone like that yet.
Okay, well, and people can go on your Facebook page if they do come across her and make contact with you that way. Natalia, very
Facebook.
Sorry to hear about that.